After more than 20 years of photographing the Pacific Northwest, Raja Bose says he considers himself an insider.
I think this area, the places I lived, Pullman, Tri-Cities, Spokane, all eastern Washington, maybe central Washington, the thing about them is everybody's always telling a story about these places from outside of here.
At the exhibition space on the Whitworth University campus, a small group of people are working together to set up the show. They use paint rollers coated in thick wheat paste as a glue to stick the long printed black and white photo collection on the wall.
If you want to figure out who you are, just go back to when you were 12 or 13 years old. That's who you are. You forget about it over the next 10 years, and then you find it again.
Whenever anyone asked Bose what he wanted to be growing up, he said he wanted to be an engineer, like his dad. In middle school, his mom gifted him a camera.
It wasn't until I really put this show up 20 years later, after that, that I'm looking at one particular photograph in this show and realizing that it wasn't my dad's path that I decided to follow, it was my mom's path. And she stayed at home with us and she raised us. But she always kept this document of our entire lives. And it was dozens of photo albums that still exist at our house.
The black and white photos continue to be stretched across the stark white gallery walls, filling the space with images like a soldier saying goodbye to his four daughters before an 18-month deployment to Iraq and a gathering of friends on the shore of a lake. In the early days of the internet, before Facebook and Instagram were popular places to share images, Bose had a blog without any writing. It was a stream of scroll-worthy images from his photography work in Tri-Cities. Tyler Chumsland, a staff photographer for the Spokesman Review, followed Bose's blog years before working with him.
I was young, but I'd been around several newsrooms and stuff. Like, there's this thing in newsrooms where it's kind of like photographers don't know how to write, they're just illiterate. And so Raj had a blog called I Don't Write, which was hilarious.
Chumsland said blogs like this were a way for photographers to share photos that didn't make the paper. As he followed the blog, he said he watched Bose's photos get better and better. Chumsland said he's thankful for Bose's mentorship through his early years of his career. Rather than using words, he said he learned it's important to channel the emotions of what you're seeing through the camera. So the person who picks up the newspaper the next day feels something.
If you're going to have like a barometer of success as a photojournalist, it's, you know, does the photo actually make you care about what's in it?
Bose titled his show Middle Life, an ode to the crossroad where he stands between the most recent 20-year career in photojournalism and the next 20 years before him, yet to be decided.
The work's never not been exciting, and I guess the next chapter of my life now is trying to figure out what I'm looking at.
As for what the future holds, Bose said he wants to work on projects he's been putting off, like getting into filmmaking. By the way, Raj has an Instagram account where he shares his latest photos. His handle is I Don't Write.
Raj does write. He's got a master's degree in creative nonfiction, but he didn't at the time, but he's a really good writer.
I'm Lauren Patterson.